Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Coach LaLisa, and I am excited. I am excited about this morning. I hope that you are up, you've got your prayer in, you've done your meditation. You know, there's so many things that many of you are doing, I know, so early in the morning. And what a blessing, what a blessing. And we thank God for each and every last one of you. Well, I am excited to be back on the air. We've been off for several months. We've been working on a very, very major project. That's right. I was working on a major project for the last 8 months that took so much of my time. And I'll tell you all about that major project later toward the end of the show today. Now, this is a very short show. We're just going to start off small, just coming back. We want to get back acclimated to being on the air. Now, I know the flyer says that we'll be on Tuesdays, but each and every morning as we have been on the show. So welcome to the all new, you know, it's a new year, and sometimes you just have to seek God and wait and see what direction God is going to take you in. Now, understand, it's not always the same direction. But let me go right ahead and give you our topic for this day, Tuesday, January the 13th. That's right. Mark this down in history. And you might want to take some notes. So go on, get that pen and pad and pencil and paper, whatever you need to do, your iPads, your iPhones, your cell phones, whichever method that you use to take notes, and take notes on this today. But the topic today is the secret to finding your purpose. Today I'm going to be sharing the secret to finding your purpose. So don't forget now, we only have a 15-minute show, so we don't have a lot of time for me to give you what I've discovered is the secret. Now, I've been on a 58-year discovery journey, and I'm not sure how long you've been on your journey, but listen, it depends. How old are you? That's how long you've been on your journey. Your journey is equal to the amount of your birth years. Your birth years. So if you've been here from the day you were born out of your mother's womb, because I understand we have spiritual births and these things can come a long, long, long after we come out of our mother's wombs. So this is so, I am so excited. I've never been so excited to share something with you. Yesterday, right away, the moment it dropped in my spirit, I said, I gotta share this with my coaching, definitely with all of those that are in the coaching program, the Release Your Power coaching. I want to share it with each and every last one of you. And by the way, good morning to you and welcome back. Also, I want to share it with each and every woman, leader, and entrepreneur, and some men that have attended every year for 3 years in a row, the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, which we are planning. It's underway to happen in 2015. So this message is for all of you, and I look forward to seeing many of you come August the 21st and 22nd. So mark your calendars for that, and that happens in the city of Newark, New Jersey. For those of you who are now that have either gone through my coaching school, yes, that's right. Can you believe it? I have created my online and on-ground coaching school. So for those of you who are students or you were students, I do have one graduate that has actually gone through the complete program and received her certificate. Actually, two graduates. One didn't get her certificate just yet, but we're working on it. But that's Olivia, and then we have Serena. God bless you, Serena. If you're listening, God bless. I'm so, so excited. So for just let me get this out the way. Let you know the number to dial in. The number to the Coach LaLisa Show. And that's the new thing. That's now we've had the Coach LaLisa Show back a while. Then we, you know, did some other things. And then we did, you know, All About Entrepreneurs. And we will have segments for All About Entrepreneurs. But right now, this is the season that God has called me into coaching. And so we're still coaching entrepreneurs and small business owners. We're coaching authors. And I just thank God for you and just welcome you to the broadcast for all of my students, my former students from Essex County College, Union County College, Yeshiva University, and all the various colleges where I have taught or have been a part of. So there's just so many exciting things coming up. I can't wait to tell you about all of it, but I can't fit it in to the show today because I just want you to be. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, where's the motivation for me? Listen, first of all, you have to know. Here's what I want you to know about Coach LaLisa. This is, and I got to get this out, and I want to get it out right away because we do have other things I want to talk about, like the secret to finding your purpose. Here's what I want you to know about Coach LaLisa. I want you to be able to say this. And welcome. Welcome to those of you who are tuned in and you're listening some other way by your different mediums. You haven't called in, but if you do decide to call in, 347-945-7991. But listen to this. Now, I understand that God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Well, I've discovered God isn't just good. God is great. Yeah, God isn't just good. God is great. And so here we are back in the mornings with the God worked it out. And he'll work out anything. But here's what I want you to know about Coach LaLisa is that when it comes to the things that I share with you, if I'm doing this or doing that, it is all to better other people. You got to know that. And it is to demonstrate to you that, and here's what I want you to say, if she can do it, so can I. That's right. I want you to say that. Write this down. Write it down. Because when you're at work and you're frustrated and that boss is getting on your last nerve, don't let him get on your last one. Tell him, hold up, wait a minute, you can't have this one too. So, you know, that's when I want you to rewind this podcast, listen to it again. But when you're on that job and either your coworkers or your colleagues or even your staff, people that report to you, are getting on your last, you know what, you got to know. I want you to know. Remember, if Coach LaLisa can do it, so can I. And that's going to be one of my themes that I will be running for a little minute. And I've been doing it since 1997. That has been one of my cliches, I guess you could call it, a Coach LaLisa cliche. In 1997, when I stood before a group of about 50 women in the brand new Welfare to Work program that had just launched, and I was asked to go in to speak to these women. It was mostly women. There was one male. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. And I didn't know what to say, really. All I could do was ask the Holy Spirit to give me the words to say to this group of women who had responded to the brand new Welfare to Work challenge to get off welfare and get a job. And they brought me in to speak to them, and that's all I could think to say to them. If I could do it, go from being a high school dropout, go from being homeless, and go to the top, and I told them, if I could do it, and what did I mean by the top, meant that I was standing there presenting to them. So I had gone from being in the seat, because I had been in that seat, 20 years prior through the CETA programs. I said, if I could be in the seat, now I'm standing talking to the women in the seat. If I can do it, so can you. But anyway, back to finding your secret. And that's really, you know, bringing me to the answer of the question. How does one find their purpose in life? What's the secret that you're talking about, Coach Lalisa? You were on Facebook and you put it out there that you have the secret. What is the secret? And I know a lot of people, I know the secret. So let's see if your secret matches my secret. Now, understand that this secret that I'm telling you is what is like my operational definition of secret, of the purpose, okay? Because, you know, everybody has a different sort of thing about the purpose. Now, it's basically more than one prong, that's for sure. I'm not quite sure how many prongs there are to understanding and finding your secret, but there's at least one, and at least two or three. So one prong is, of course, you know, you have to find the Lord. You have to know what God is saying to you. Through His Holy Spirit, He will speak to you, absolutely. But here's my big secret to finding your purpose, okay? So like I said, it's more than one prong. It's not just one way or one avenue. There's several, but one of them is the biggest one. This is what I want you to do. So write this down. This is what I want you to do the rest of the week, and I want you to meditate on this for those of you who need to find your purpose. And I suspect that's most of you, because if you tuned in, you're searching, you're looking, you're wondering, you're even maybe hoping that you've tapped into your purpose already. And so I have much more that I'm going to say throughout the year about purpose. We'll do a few more segments on that. But here's the number one secret to finding your purpose. You must seek it. Seek it. S-E-E-K. Seek it. I-T. Write it down. See, a lot of times people don't write things down and then they forget. And that's why I'm encouraging you, write these things down. Believe me, I've wrote things down and lost the paper and put it in my purse or in my Bible bag or my book bag and didn't know where it was. So what I've done was I've gone on and created for you a way for you to share it with me on the internet. That way, it's there permanently. So I have created this brand new site, and I'll talk about that tomorrow because I don't have time to go into all of that today. So you'll have to tune back in tomorrow to get the link to the site where you can journal your comments right in the website. So you're going to do that tomorrow. You're going to tune back in. I'll show you how to get to the site. Even do a little demonstration of some sort to help you get in there. But I'm telling you, I am on fire. I am fired up. And I know that you're fired up because motivation begets motivation. And if you hang around motivated persons, believe me, you're going to be motivated. My mama used to teach me about something called osmosis. And I mean, my mama Moses over my life. She prayed that. She would tell me, Lalisa, if you just hang around the right people through osmosis, you will begin to do the right things. And she used to tell me that all the time. And I didn't quite understand it until I was in my 40s. And she was telling me that since I was 12. And I didn't get it. But when I got in my 40s and I took a biology course, and I had to actually, because when I was in high school, I took all those courses, but I didn't pay any of that any attention. I went to school. I never took notes. I didn't pay nothing any attention, so I didn't know what was going on. But when I got to college in my 40s, I'm sitting down there taking in my 30s possibly, and I'm taking a biology course, and the topic comes up, osmosis. And this is a process. It's a biological process that you will absorb what's in your environment without any real action and thought on your part. So it just kind of happens naturally that you will be able to absorb what's happening in your environment through osmosis, just by the very fact of you being there. And so I'm telling you, you're going to feel motivated for the rest of the day. I love you. I thank God for you. I pray that you have a super duper successful day. Don't forget, when things are going bad, pull out this podcast. Rewind it. You can find it on our homepage for the radio show, blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lil Lisa Show. That's Lil Lisa. I know it's a funny name, L-I-L-I-S-A. But again, welcome each and every person. Glad you tuned in. Hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. Make a post. I did a hashtag on Facebook, Achieve the Dream in 2015. That's the slogan for this year. Achieve my dream. Now, you got to say achieve my dream in 2015. Of course, there's a website for you to go there and download a free report on the 12 steps to achieving your dream. The free report can be found on the web link. You got to go to achievemydream.coachlalisa.com. achievemydream.coachlalisa.com. So you got to go there. You can download that free report, and I will be looking forward to having you back tomorrow. Tomorrow, our topic tomorrow is discovering. I put the topic out there. Let me just make sure I get it exactly right, because I don't want to tell you the wrong. Hey, Bev Carter, God bless you, Beverly. And God bless you, Serena, those of you who are tuned in. Yes, so tomorrow the show is Discovering Your Dream in 2015. And I'll talk more about that. But it's been great. It's been real. So glad that you could tune in. My first show back on the air. And so, even though we've had many, many shows in the archives, but I'm glad to be back with you. Glad you welcome me back into your life, back into your home. This has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Yay! So excited. So don't forget, go to the website, achievemydream.coachlalisa.com. Don't forget, go there, get the free report, The 12 Steps to Achieving Your Dream. It's a free download. It's an MP3. You can listen to it at work. You got to stay motivated. You got to stay pumped up. And I'll see you back tomorrow. And just in case there was somebody that had a question, if you had a question, you won't be able to call in. I think we're beyond the call-in state. But if you're already on the line and you had a question, or you could have typed it in the chat room, or you can send me an inbox. But until tomorrow, be blessed. Be happy, and above all, love everybody. God bless.